you know, some of the best word to use is hate. The Texas probate bar hates non-testamentary transfers. It's not too strong of a word. In 2009, the Texas Supreme Court issued an opinion where they took a rather liberal view of what it took to create a community property with right of survivorship account in terms of language. And the Texas bar rushed in the next legislative session and just explicitly overrode that Texas Supreme Court opinion. They loathe non-testamentary transfers. And the party line is that you don't need revocable trusts and you don't need non-testamentary transfers because in Texas you have independent administration, which is so much easier than probate in other states. I mean, how many times have we heard this line? Now, if any member of the Texas Bar wants to take me to dinner at Trulux, I'll be happy to have an academic conversation about how informal probate in, say, UPC states actually might be easier or better than independent administration in Texas. But I'm not going to go into that here. But even in an independent administration, you have to file an application. You have to submit the original will. You actually have to attend a hearing because apparently signing an application under oath and penalties of perjury is not good enough. They have to have live testimony with a box of tissues there for the client. And you've got to give notice to the will beneficiaries. You've got to publish notice to creditors. You usually have to prepare an inventory even if you don't need one or will ever be filing it. And when all in, even if you don't have a controversial estate, clients are going to be spending about $3,000 to $3,500 just to probate the will.